You've heard on PT Talker the value of home exercise, sending patients home with something a little bit more technical than a piece of paper. We've had examples of video. My next guest is involved with a company that's doing something unique and different, and I think it's important that I share it with you. So stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
On the phone with us today is Mike Roberts. He is a physical therapist. He's actually a private practice physical therapist. Very practical person that he is. Mike Roberts is the owner of Central Mass PT. He's owned that for 7 years out of West Boylston, Massachusetts. Mike, welcome to PT Talker.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, now you've got, man, I tell you, you really caught my attention because on PT Talker we've had several examples of video home exercise programs, software, different configurations, different ideas, but basically helping a patient to go home with something that would show them how to do, I think what everyone agrees is important, the home exercise to continue to improve the patient's outcome. And you've got a little twist. So go ahead and fill us in on, now, and just for full disclosure, Mike, you're a user, you're a private practice physical therapy owner, a practice owner, but you have nothing to do financially with this company. Let's start there first.
Correct. That's correct.
Okay. All right, good. So you're just a physical therapist who reached out to us. You're someone who's using it, and I wanted to share. So tell us what it is that you're using and how this is different from some of the other programs that are out there.
So we're using a PostWire application, which is an iPhone application. It also can be used on your iPad. We got involved with the company because we were originally using a flip cam, but that quickly became kind of obsolete, I believe, last year or even this year. So we were looking for another way to securely send patients video of their home exercises. We found it very, very effective in improving compliance, both with technique when they're doing the home exercises, and patient satisfaction was really high when we started to dabble into the video world.
So you've always been an advocate of using video for your patients, but I guess let's draw let's make it clear you're actually videoing your patient instead of using an application that uses just a model.
That is correct. Yeah,
you've been doing that now for a while, it sounds like.
Correct. So for probably the last 4 years, we've used either, at first we used a flip camera, and now we're using more of an iPad, iPhone. We'll video ourselves teaching the patient that's right in front of us their exercises, and then we'll, in fact, email them the videos. And what PostWire's done is they've kind of created a HIPAA-compliant portal that allows us to take the video real-time, giving the patient instructions, create a description, number of repetitions we want to do, and then we forward that along via email to the patient, and there's a lot of kind of unique features to it. We get pings every time the patient views the video, so we get to kind of get a real good sense of who's doing it and who isn't doing it, and often I won't really share that necessarily with my patient. So it gives me an idea of compliance and things like that. So I may change my treatment approach if I know we're struggling doing things at home.
Right. But now I'm thinking out there could be some ahas going on because to my knowledge, now you mentioned a little bit in the pre-show discussion we had that there might be some other companies doing the same concept, but really it's a fairly new concept not to use prepackaged, pre-canned model type models, real live models or computer generated models, doing internal external rotation than asking your patient to copy that movement.
That is correct. We're doing it actually with the patient. I think the benefit of this is you can find out every patient does something subtly different than the other in terms of doing something incorrect. this gives us the ability to kind of dial them in specifically to correct either the movement they're doing incorrectly or the flaw they keep kind of exhibiting. So it also is it's like a revisit of the visit, essentially. Me giving them the instructions, it's going to be the same instructions over and over.
Exactly.
Same thing they heard in the visit. So there's a little bit of redundancy built in, which is nice.
And, of course, I suppose if patient Jones does not have full range of motion, them seeing themselves do it on the video is maybe a little bit easier to handle than this perfectly shaped, perfectly able to do the exercise model who they're trying to emulate.
Correct. I think it also provides good biofeedback. I may let them do it incorrectly for a rep and then step in with my hand and depress their shoulder, for instance, and then they can see what it should look like. And they've also kind of kinesthetically felt that. So there's another kind of benefit of that. Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. So all great stuff. It seems fairly basic, but how has this changed your practice? What's going on? What's the feedback with your patients?
Well, I think in today's healthcare world, they're making us get more out of less time. So it's allowed us to get more out of each visit, which is a big thing. A lot of the local docs kind of got wind that we're using video more because the patients kind of speak up. So they've expressed interest, and it's kind of led to a few recent meetings with some physicians, and now we're working on putting together some post-op protocols with some of the local physicians, which has just helped our practice kind of from a networking marketing perspective. We've continued to grow. We've added, we've added about 20%. We've grown 20% per year. So it's helped us grow. Even though we may see the specific patient less, overall it's helped our practice grow faster since we've started using video. So it's from that front, it's helped a lot. It just creates a buzz. Patient satisfaction's higher. It gives us an advantage because we also know who's doing it and who isn't doing it. So we can kind of modify our plan of care accordingly. We may see the patient a little bit more if we know they're not doing their home exercises, and that can help with outcomes. I think it's a game changer.
Right. Now, what's reality? I think you said you've been using this for about a year now. Is that correct?
I've used video for probably three and a half, four years. But
okay.
More specifically, like how I'm describing now, for the last probably two and a half years, and
oh, really?
Specifically
okay.
Using PostWire and a HIPAA-compliant portal more just over the last year.
Okay. So what do you think, do you have any estimate as to what the reality is as to what percentage of your patients are actually utilizing the video once they get home and out of your care?
Sure. That's like the popular question from the doc
yeah.
as well. I would say it's in the 70 percentile range, which is astronomically high from what I've heard.
Gotta be.
So it's astounding. It's neat to look. I can go on the website and kind of just really quickly scan down all the videos that our office has sent, and you can, the way it's configured, you can just see who has looked at it and who hasn't, and it's far more than, it's the majority for sure. It's probably in the 70 percentile range.
Yeah. Now, you've really been pushing the concept here of the HIPAA compliance. Tell me why that's so important to you and how this product helps you with that.
Well, I think that's a big barrier that we were struggling with when we started to use Flip and things like that. I think video, you've been able to send videos via email for a long period of time, but having something that you can communicate medical information securely is essential, and I never really felt comfortable. I would always start video before HIPAA compliance with, is it okay if I take your video, just as kind of like a clearance thing, and now I don't need to do that because I know it's totally secure. So the PostWire guys spent a lot of time. It was probably the thing that delayed us the most in terms of using their product at making it HIPAA compliant, which I believe is you essentially need, they described it to me as that you need fingerprints all over it. If anyone touches it, it needs to be secure on multiple levels. It needs to be secure from the sender perspective and from the app perspective. And I think since they've done that, it's all now password protected. You know, a patient creates a password and gets in, and they get to view their videos that way. So
right.
I think that's an important thing, especially if this is going to expand into, you know, other areas of medicine, which I think it should. I just think it improves the efficiency of kind of medical delivery, medical care delivery.
So how do you see this? Do you see any enhancements that could be made to this product in the future, or anything coming out that you can share with us?
I would always say your internet speed is a potential snipping point in terms of decreasing the efficiency. Like, there'll be an occasional period, I'd say, 5-10% of the time where it's slow to upload, and I may have to upload it after the patient has long since left, just because there's a snag in the upload speed. So we've actually changed our Wi-Fi within our office to accommodate for that. But I could see that as a potential barrier. So if there's anything they could do on that front, that would be helpful. But I think that's more of an internal thing.
Okay.
That's been probably the biggest thing, that the only barrier that I've kind of found.
Very good. Well, great. And can you share with our listeners what the cost might be, or how you go about utilizing this in your office from a financial standpoint?
So we have 7 clinicians, and each of them uses their own independent device. We all actually have iPhones, and I have 2 iPads that we use within our office. So the iPads go off of our Wi-Fi, and I pay $20 per clinician for use of the video.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Very good. Okay. Well, we've been talking to Mike Roberts. He's owner of West Boylston, Massachusetts, Central Mass Physical Therapy. He's been the owner there for 7 years, a video guy who has found a product. Now, has nothing to do with the creation of it, but has found a product that allows him to help his patients understand what to do at home when Mike is no longer with them or able to be there in their living room, help them to do the exercise so that, obviously, the patient's outcome is as positive as it can be. So, Mike, thanks for joining us today on PT Talker.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Absolutely. And want to remind everybody that it is always free, absolutely no charge in any way, to be a subscriber to PT Talker, where we have an expert just like Mike each and every week who will share some news or information or technique that will hopefully help you get someone well this week, today, this year, whatever. So we want to ask you to keep listening, and also feel free to go to iTunes, where previous episodes will always exist. This is Jeff Worrell. Thanks for listening.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.